Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're getting new information on the suicide of Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Neyland in Frisco.
A DPS trooper tried to pull Neyland over last night on the Dallas North Tollway, but the vehicle sped off. Not long afterwards, that vehicle was discovered crashed out about 10 miles north of Warren Parkway. But the vehicle was empty. While troopers and Frisco police fanned out to search the area for Neyland, they got an update from dispatch concerning his family.
They just received a text from him, a group text saying, from him saying goodbye. They're concerned for his welfare.
Using heat-sensing drones and a canine unit, Frisco police zeroed in on a construction zone porta potty.
We got good eyes on. Looks like the door's open. Red liquid coming out from it. We just want to go ahead and work this safely before we have any officers approach.
Neyland was found dead inside with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Neyland was just 24 years old. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Flight cancellations are already streaming in ahead of that order from the FAA to cut flights because of the shutdown. It's happening at 40 airports across the country, including DFW and Love Field. And that is where we find KRLD's Russell Scott.
Two TSA agents I spoke to here at Love Field tell me they're doing okay right now and better than some that they've talked to at other airports around the country. Most of the travelers trying to take everything in stride.
I saw on social media the announcement about the reduction starting Friday. I'm going back Sunday, so I'm not too nervous. I mean, I'll get back, but, you know, that is not ideal.
Yeah, it is. It's on our mind because we got to get back home on Sunday.
At Love Field, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have been following this tragic story all day for you, the death of Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Neyland. And we've heard from DPS and Frisco Police today about the events that ended with his apparent suicide. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with 105.3 The Fan has also been following this story all day as reaction and tributes continue to pour in. He joins us now live. And, you know, Bobby, from what I hear, you know, Marshawn was one of the most popular guys in the locker room. I can't even imagine how the team is feeling right now.
Yeah, I mean, a very sweet, kind-hearted, very gentle individual in the year and a half that he was here. And so this was a shock, I think, for a lot of people. But I mean, it's not something that was completely without, you know, it's warning signs, I guess. So this is something where, you know, it's been reported out there, but he did have, you know, some mental health issues and struggles throughout his time in college at Western Michigan. It was something that, you know, he had really taken head on. But this was something that existed in his history, in his past, and unfortunately culminated in what was just a great tragedy and something that I think a lot of Cowboys players, coaches, staff are just really going to be hurting, you know, during over the bye week.
You know, it was when you're a member of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, you've supposedly got everything to live for, and to see something like this, it really digs into the fact we don't know what's going on in the personal lives of these players.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was literally, you know, Monday night, he is scoring a touchdown on national primetime television in front of 100,000 people who are raining down cheers on top of him. And then 2 days later, he feels like he's run out of options. And it's very sobering. And then there are so many different things to say about it that I think they all sound like cliches, but they're cliches for a reason. And it's because of just how universal the feeling seems to be when something like this happens, which is shock and how could it be him? And, you know, he always seemed, you know, so bright and had this big smile and so charismatic and happy and all these different things. And the reality is that a lot of times those are, you know, we hear those stories very frequently about these sort of endings, is that, you know, they always put on a happy face and they, you know, oftentimes we hear they didn't want to be a burden to others or whatever else. And so this is one that I know the Cowboys were aware of some of the struggles that he had, but I think that they didn't. I don't think they were aware how advanced things had gotten recently. I think they thought that it was more under control than it ended up being, obviously.
Yeah, and you know, today has been already a whirlwind with just the development of the news, the 911 calls, the police reports, the family calls. And no doubt we will be hearing more from others. I'm sure the Cowboys as a whole, Jerry Jones, and of course, Dak Prescott. It's hard to not bring him up into the conversation, being that he has been such an advocate for suicide prevention. And how do you think that those conversations will continue from him being a leader?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a big part of Dak's mission, obviously, after his brother died of suicide a couple years ago. I mean, you know, the defensive line teammate for Marshawn Nealon, Solomon Thomas, who grew up in the Coppell area, he had his sister committed suicide a few years back, and then he's got a foundation that's dedicated to that. So this is something that has been a close passion project for a number of players. I'm sure that they're all going to be leaning on each other. The NFL has already made it clear that they're extending counseling resources to Cowboys players and anybody else who would feel they need them. I do think that regardless of how people feel about the coaching staff on the football field and what they do there, if you just cut out any football part of it, the Cowboys are in a really fortunate position to have the coaching staff they do, with Brian Schottenheimer and Aaron Whitecott and the defensive line coach and Nick Sorensen, the special teams coach, and on and on. The entire coaching staff is very much about these players and who they are as people and pouring into their lives. And so I think that if you're talking about this sort of a situation, you've got to be very grateful that you have the coaches that you do, because this is the sort of thing that they've tried to become a family for, these kind of moments where they can weather them.
Now things are getting serious out at the airport. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has ordered scheduled air traffic cut by 10% at 40 major airports starting Friday. One out of every 10 flights is going to be canceled unless a last-minute deal can be reached to end the government shutdown. Duffy says it has to do with all those air traffic controllers unpaid and getting fed up.
We have seen staffing pressures throughout our airspace. Those who travel will see that we've had more delays. We've had more cancellations. We do not want to see disruptions at the FAA or here at DOT. We don't want that. But our number one priority is to make sure when you travel safely. And that's why, as the administrator and I have been talking throughout the day, his team has been working for the last 24, 36, 48 hours crunching data. We're noticing that there's additional pressure. And so we're going to talk about additional measures that we are going to take that's going to reduce the risk profile in the national airspace. I anticipate there will be additional disruptions. There will be frustration. We are working with the airlines. They're going to work with passengers. But in the end, our sole role is to make sure that we keep this airspace as safe as possible. This is data-based. This is not based on what airline travels, has more flights out of what location. This is about where is the pressure and how do we alleviate the pressure.
The shutdown has forced 13,000 air traffic controllers and 50,000 TSA officers, don't forget about them, all of them working without pay. That has already led to thousands of delays and cancellations and painfully long lines at security checkpoints, and now it could be about to get worse. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says they'll meet with airline executives to determine how to safely implement the reduction in flights.
When we see pressures building in these 40 markets, we just can't ignore it, you know, and we're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent, you know, things from deteriorating. So the system is extremely safe today. It will be extremely safe tomorrow. And if the pressures continue to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures.
And now he says on any given day, at the 30 largest airports in the country, close to one out of every three air traffic controllers are not coming into work.
That's going to be a problem. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. If you don't have people manning the skies.
I might not want to get on that plane.
No.
KRLD's Russell Scott, he's been out at Love Field this morning getting public reaction to all of this, and he joins us right now.
Travelers are trying to stay, in the best way I can put it, cautiously optimistic. Some tell me a little bit concerned with the TSA and FAA controller situation, but they're trying to stay optimistic. A couple of people told me they have been following the news, and they were flying out today. They weren't too concerned about that because there haven't really been any delays here at Love Field, at least not this morning. They're more worried about coming back on Sunday. And they said, you know, they're not worried about getting back. They're just worried about when they will get back because they know it could be a day or two. You know, who knows when we get these cutbacks. But kind of what we were thinking is if they do a 10% cutback between DFW Airport and Love Field, you know, that could be 300 flights that are reduced if that comes to fruition.
Exactly.
And like you said, they're trying to put it in waves, so it's probably not going to happen all at one time.
And it's just like we were saying earlier, you look around, if you're at the airport, by Friday, one out of every 10 people you see could have their flight canceled. And that's a lot of people. And this list of 40 airports, it just... To clarify, it does include Love Field. It's DFW and Love Field would both be affected by this, correct?
Yes, exactly. They both would be affected by this. But like I said this morning, the longest delay getting through the TSA lines here at Love Field, and again, it's Thursday. It may not be a big flight day, but the longest I've seen was 7 minutes. So it's been pretty good trying to get through there. Now, when they start reducing flights, you may see some backups trickle down from around the country. But this morning, it's been pretty good, and people have been handling it with as much grace as you can expect.
Are there any who are just angry? You know, that this has happened? They're just glad they're getting out while they can.
They are, and you know, all of them told me they just hope the government shutdown ends soon. I talked to a couple of TSA agents who would not go on the record but told me off the record that it's been tough, but it's not been as tough as what it's been like in some of the other airports. They said they've talked to friends across the country who've had kind of a tougher time than they're having right now, but they kind of smiled and said, you know, we're dealing with it right now.
Good enough. Russell, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That is KRLD's Russell Scott. He is out at the Love Field this morning. And I was curious when they announced this, the 40 busiest airports in the country, if Love Field would be included in that list of 40. It is. So it's both of the airports here locally.
And that's what we were kind of wondering about, if we were going to make that. Because I've talked to a lot of people that did fly all the time. And again, my sample size is probably about 5 or 6 people that are doing it for work all the time. Mm-hmm. And they just have not felt it here. They might have felt it a little bit elsewhere. But even there, they're not feeling it yet. But I guarantee you, you start reducing these flights, that's when you're going to start seeing the problems.
And of course, all of this due to the government shutdown.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.